101.9 CITR, there you go, The Stars, from their brand new album, The North, and that one is called Back Lines. Hey, what's up? It's Wade. It's the Discorder Radio Show, Tuesdays, 4:30 to 5, and usually I'm here with our man CJ, the DJ, but the busy body that he is, being the face of the station, he has to attend to other business today, so unfortunately he won't be joining us. I'll be flying the ship solo, but we will have... which has become kind of a regular feature, our editor-in-chief, Laurel B., will be stopping in to talk a bit about some of the things that are happening with the latest issue of Discorder and the upcoming Jan-Sember issue, which will be out on, I believe, the 29th of this month, 2 days ahead of December, believe it or not. So we heard Stars there, Staples of the Arts and Crafts label just released their... I believe their fourth studio album, The North, came out last month, and it's already rising, ascending with great power on the CITR charts. That is now at number two this past week, and we played a track there called Backlines. We'll get to the number one album of the week on CITR in a little while, but first we're going to play some music from a local Vancouver band, which is back in town after a successful cross-Canada tour. They'll be here at the Commodore actually this Friday night, along with the Ballantines and No Sinner. This is the Pack AD. Oh yeah, they're back this Friday at the Commodore, and we'll listen to them right now. Here's a bit of Sirens for you on 101.9 CITR, the Discorder Radio Show.
Oh,
119 CITR Discorder Radio Show. That was Sightlines from their brand new EP. The track was called Beleaguered. Sightlines are Eric Axon, Aaron McCaddy, and Chris Martell. And congratulations, Sightlines. You guys have the number one song this week at CITR. And Hawk in Your Tails, as mentioned before, is The Stars from Montreal. This is the Discorder Radio Show. Wade here. CJ, unfortunately, is not with us today, but we are going to have Laurel coming in shortly. Going to talk about some of the great things that are happening on this this edition of the show. We're going to be focusing on a couple of bands and some reviews from the November issue. Let's first off talk about this great cover. Again, kudos to our own Jazz O'Halloran for putting together this this lovely November issue of Discorder with the New Values as the band Grace in the front. Looks like they're in the midst of trying to figure out some kind of jigsaw puzzle. Not one of those easy ones, but one of the hard jigsaw puzzles that has at least 2,500 or 5,000 pieces. So that's the cover. But the New Values are three guys from Vancouver: Ryan Betts on drums, Adam Sabla on guitar, and Hayes Fisher, who's the vocalist and the bassist. They've been kicking around the scene for a number of years. Quite modest guys. I actually haven't had the pleasure of meeting them, but we did have our own Mark Paulus do an interview with the guys shortly, a little while ago, and he got a chance to meet them and hang out and talk about all things punk rock. They obviously shared a lot of love for the punk scene. They told them that they were just a group of guys that would like to get together on evenings, ride their bikes around, crack some beers, and play some music for no one but themselves. And their only goal was, and still is, to play the music faster and faster than the last time. And it sounds like they've succeeded to do so on their brand new EP by The New Values. Self-titled, The New Values by The New Values. So we're going to give a couple of because these songs are so fast. We're going to give a couple of them a listen. So the first one we're going to hear right now is called Straight Line. And then we're going to do our first Discorder double shot since we moved to the 4:30 slot and play a second song from New Values. So Grace in the cover this month. Here they are, The New Values, with this one called Straight Line. And following that up is another song called Facebook Breakup. Oh, yeah. Check it out right now on the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 1019. CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio Show Double Shot. Double Shot. CITR Discorder Radio, and there is the revival of the punk scene right there. Oh, yeah. The New Values. Good stuff. That one was called Facebook Breakup. And if anything, you got to love the title of that one. Right, Laurel?
It's so timely.
Why? Have you had a recent Facebook breakup?
No. Not me necessarily. Maybe social media as a means to get yourself out of things or into things, I suppose.
Very true.
Yeah.
I think if you include the term Facebook or Twitter in the title of any song these days, or I suppose Tumblr or Instagram, I think you'd have some interest in people that don't even know the band, just that are tickled and teased that, in fact, you're trying to get on the pulse of this new social media revolution.
LinkedIn breakup. Clout breakup. It's not very glamorous.
No, LinkedIn breakup? No. What could it be for LinkedIn? LinkedIn.
Burning your career bridges.
Yeah. Four more friends have checked out your profile on LinkedIn. Do you use LinkedIn, by the way?
I don't know. I'm sure I do.
Every day I get updates about like so-and-so has checked out your profile, but yeah. I rarely ever go on.
I keep forgetting to update it, so I'm sure I'm burning bridges as we speak right now. Mm-hmm. Don't look at my LinkedIn profile if you're listening to this. I don't have one, I swear.
What profile can they look at if they want to find out more about our editor-in-chief here at Discorder Magazine?
Twitter. Twitter, I'm on Twitter. You can check that out.
Yeah.
Just Laurel Borman. Everything else is pretty boring.
Yeah? Have you been quite active on the old tweets?
I've gotten into it a little bit more lately, I gotta say. Mostly for the magazine, which has been kind of fun. Hashtagging and nice. At symbols and all that fun stuff.
I was hashtagging this weekend. Great weekend, by the way. For those that are listening and not in the know, it was the 75th anniversary of CITR, campus radio here at UBC. We had a whole weekend extravaganza, including a brunch on the Saturday afternoon, different music shows on the Saturday afternoon. And then in the evening was the big sort of blowout bash at the Chapel Arts with a bunch of local bands playing, including Channels 3x4 closing out the show with their own Sarah Cordingley, going well past 2 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pushing the curfew.
There's even some body surfing going on.
Really?
Yeah.
I expect nothing less. What a crazy bunch.
Well, it was actually more like a couple of pretty girls got hoisted up and kind of got kicked in the room. It wasn't that crazy that they could stage dive and we would catch them, but nonetheless.
It was a really concentrated, like, 5 square feet of debauchery, I'm sure.
Maybe a little more than that. I'd say maybe 20 square feet.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, back on the Twitter tip, I was actually tweeting the old hashtag CITR75 a couple times this weekend, and it got retweeted, which I felt really honored about because I rarely get retweeted.
Right.
And one of my tweets was I was actually at the Chili Peppers concert, as you know, before I went to the CITR bash.
Yes, the
Chili Peppers was my pre-chill, believe it or not, on Saturday night. And I got a great picture of Anthony Kiedis and Flea going crazy during the track Throw Away Your Television from the By The Way album. And I sent the picture along and I said, Chili Peppers going crazy during Throw Away Your Television. After this, heading to the CITR party. And CITR tweeted that.
That's good. Shameless self-promotion. I love it.
How was your, you went, now where, it was a great music for, a great night on Saturday for live music in Vancouver. Xavier Rudd was here. Obviously, the Chili Peppers we just mentioned, all the music we had at CITR 75 party. How about yourself? What did you check out?
Yes, indeed. I went down to Chapel as well. I had the honor of introducing Gang Signs for their opening set for the Radioversary party there.
Cool. Oh, by the way, I got to meet Adam Fink.
When I
got to the, growing a great little Mo as well.
Yes.
When I got to the, maybe a quick little backstory too. I was hoping to get some of the the bands to do some station IDs for us. Laurel organized this special event on Saturday afternoon, and I was a little bit late.
You'll have to check out the Jan Sember issue of Discorder to find out more about it.
Yes. Well, that's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
But I was really glad that when I got to the event on Saturday night, I could catch up with Adam Fink of Gang Signs, and he could do a station ID for us.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Right on.
In fact, maybe we can get on by the end of a... by the end of the show today.
Great.
Yeah, we'll try it. It's on my iPhone here.
Perfect.
So you introduced Gang Signs, and then what happened?
Yes, and then I stuck around for their set for a little bit and mingled around there and looked at some cool issues of Discorder's past and other things that were posted up around Chapel for the party. And then I actually had to go because I had tickets to go and see funnily enough, not a place I go on a regular basis, but I went down to Celebrities to go and see James Murphy.
You don't go on a regular basis?
Not so much.
I've got a friend who went three times in the past week.
That's a lot of times in the past week. But actually, CITR's own Radio Zero DJs, Tyler Fedchuk, were opening up. He was opening up for James Murphy at Celebrities. And those of you who don't know, he's the lead guy of LCD Sound System and kind of a hero. So the only reason I would have cut out for Chapel that night would have been for that. And it just happened to be on the same night and the same time. So it was a pretty jam-packed Saturday indeed. So I got to kind of see the best of everything. So I was still kind of supporting CITR, you know, had the Radio Zero guys down there. But yeah.
Well, between the two of us, we went to both. You got the beginning of the night at Chapel.
Yeah.
And I got the end of the night at Chapel. And CJ was there through all of it, so it worked out perfectly.
Between the three of us, we got all the corners covered.
Nice. Okay, we've been gabbing for a little while, so why don't we play another tune? We're going to play a song from Watermelon, who's one of the feature bands this month. We'll talk about them a little bit when we come back. In the meantime, this is the track How I Came on the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 1019. I swear it's coming. The song is called How I Came, and this is how they're telling you how it's coming.
The anticipation's killing me.
Well, wait no longer. Here we go. There's the melody. I guess it's time for us to turn off our mics and let you listen to the song. Watermelon on Discorder Radio Show.
I'm
Lovely little tune there from Watermelon, How I Came, on the Discord Radio Show, CITR 1019. And, yeah, Laura, we were talking a little bit we were talking off air about Watermelon, but we weren't really. We were talking about our Saturday nights. But now, Watermelon, I don't know too much about them. I know that we've got Akane Yamaki, the drummer. We have Tom Loheed, who's the guitarist and lead vocalist, and Sophie Sweetland. They make up the band Watermelon. They've been around for about 3 years, and they've really sort of perfected that cheerful pop sound. What else can you add to the conversation about Watermelon?
Well, it's funny because you go and look them up online and try to find some more music from them, and especially just on their Bandcamp page. There's only a couple songs on there, and they've done a split 7-inch, I believe, and they've got a couple tracks up on Bandcamp there. But one of the things they're in the process of right now is finishing off a bunch of recording that they've done with a fellow at the Nimbus Sound Studios, I believe, and hopefully they'll have a full-length LP out in the new year sometime. We don't have a definite date because there's so many things that can get pushed back when you're recording. But look out for something from them in early 2013, I'm going to say. Maybe if I say this, and even if it's not true, it'll just manifest itself. Maybe they'll want to finish things off even more, and it'll come quicker.
It's like you're planting those seeds.
Yeah.
For some future Watermelon growth.
I want an LP, guys. I want to hear more. I want more. That's my only concern. I just want more.
Okay, well, I mean, based on what I heard right there, it sounds great. So hopefully we'll get a chance to hear some more.
It's quite good.
Before we get into the next show, we've got Andy on the way with the city. We're going to quickly mention one of the... we had this section in the back of the magazine called Under Review. And one of the albums we've done this month is by a band called by a gentleman by the name of Dylan Ristad, who used to be part of a Vancouver punk outfit called The Jolts. So Dylan's got his first solo release that's been covered, been reviewed in Discorder with lots of praise. Anything to add about Dylan and The Jolts, Laurel?
I highly recommend reading the November review of it and formulating your own opinions on it.
That is the best possible thing you could have said.
Critical thinking, guys.
Perfect. So there you go. And of course, Discord magazine is available all over the place, all over Vancouver, here at UBC campus. And this November issue is still the one available. And I believe that the next issue,
Jan-sember,
not Decennuary, will be coming out on November the...
It'll be out next Wednesday. We'll actually have it in our paws next Tuesday, and it should be out on the stands Wednesday or Thursday next week.
Wow, it's like November, like the 28th or something.
Christmas is coming early.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, and lots of great album reviews on that one as well, I'm sure. In the meantime, here is Dylan Ristad with Tough Love Gets Tender. Or sorry, is it Tender Love Gets Tough? We'll hear it and find out. And you are listening to the Discord Radio Show, CITR 1019. Thanks so much, Laurel.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Anything you want, I will want it with you. But I will do my best, girl, not to let you down so soon. It's just a matter of time. There's no reason to rhyme. When my tender love turns tough, I'll keep on trying. I've been tied up and turned around. I look up when I see the ground. I know how this must sound. My love, the merry-go-round. It's just a matter of time. There's no reason to rhyme. When my tender love turns tough, I'll keep on trying. I'm cold like a fever. Well, come and rescue me. When my tender love turns tough, I'll keep on trying.
lost sometimes. I can't see what's in front of me. It's just a matter of time. There's no reason to rhyme. When my tender love turns tough, I'll keep on trying. When my tender love